BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has told Parliament that he's made a genuine attempt to bridge the chasm with the government's new proposals to leave the European Union by the end of October. The plans would see Northern Ireland stay in the European single market for goods, but leave the customs union. Our Brussels correspondent Adam Fleming says there are sticking points for the EU.
The problems fall into three categories. The first one is that this is not an operational proposal. It would not be ready to go. There's still lots of gaps and lots of questions that have to be answered. Second of all, the EU wants to protect what it calls the all-island economy. The fact that there were really tight, close economic, business and personal links between Northern Ireland and Ireland. The EU's view is that this British proposal would disrupt those links. Then there's the idea of giving the Northern Ireland Assembly and Executive effectively a veto over whether these arrangements ever come into play in the first place, and then whether they're renewed every 4 years.
A man has attacked several people with a knife at the headquarters of the Paris police force. French media are reporting that four officers have died. Lucy Williamson is in Paris.
A police union spokesman said the attacker had been shot dead by an officer at the scene. Another police source said he was thought to have been a member of their own administrative staff. The man approached the building on the Île de la Cité at the heart of Paris around 1 p.m. this afternoon. The area has now been sealed off. The attack comes a day after police staged a national demonstration against rising violence towards officers and rising rates of suicide in the force.
Security forces in the Iraqi capital Baghdad fired live rounds as they confronted protesters who were defying an indefinite curfew. Alan Johnston reports.
After 2 days of protests in the streets of Baghdad, the government took an extraordinary step. It imposed an indefinite curfew on the capital. Streets in the centre are reported to be very quiet, but several dozen protesters gathered in the main square before being dispersed by police firing shots in the air. The authorities have also limited access to social media, making it harder to organise any protest. The demonstrations appear to be the result of a spontaneous upwelling of frustration at the lack of jobs, poor public services and chronic corruption.
Police in India are investigating the theft of an urn containing some of the ashes of the social activist and pro-independence leader Mahatma Gandhi. The thieves also defaced a poster of Gandhi by daubing the word anti-national across it. The items were on display in Madhya Pradesh. India marked the 150th anniversary of Gandhi's birth on Wednesday. World News from the BBC.